in jam jars, said Madow.
That counts as sane, said Alex hotly.
But everyone knows rummaging is half the fun. Besides, it's done, said undecided Adrian.
Moist looked up. The Gnu's clax machine rose up into the night, just as it had done on the post office roof. Behind it, in the direction of the city, an H-shaped structure climbed even further. It looked a little like a ship's mast, an effect maybe caused by the wires that steadied it. They rattled in the faint breeze.
You must have upset someone, Adrian went on, while the other two settled down a bit.
A message was sent through 20 minutes ago from Gilt himself. He said the big one will go through duplex. Great care must be taken not to change it in any way. There is to be no other traffic at all until there's a restart message from Gilt, and he'll personally sack the entire staff of any tower that does not strictly follow those instructions.
It just goes to show the Grand Trunk is a people company, said Moist.
Undecided Adrian and Mad Al walked over to the big frame and began to unwind some ropes from their cleats.
Oh well, thought Moist, now for it.
There's just one alteration to the plan, he said, and took a breath. We're not sending the woodpecker.
What do you mean? Said Adrian, dropping his rope.
That was the plan.
It'll destroy the trunk, said Moist.
Yeah, that was the plan sure enough, said Al. Gilt's as good as painted kick me on his pants. Look, it's falling down of its own accord anyway, OK? It was an experiment in the first place. We can rebuild it faster and better.
How? Said Moist.
Where will the money come from?
I know a way to destroy the company but leave the towers standing. They were stolen from the Deerhearts and their partners. I can give them back. But the only way to build a better line of towers is to leave the old ones intact. The trunk's got to earn.
That's the sort of thing Gilt would say, snapped Al.
And it's true, said Moist.
Alex, you're sane. Tell the man. Keep the trunk operating. Replace one tower at a time, never dropping any code.
He waved a hand towards the darkness.
The people out in the towers, they want to be proud of what they do, yes? It's tough work, and they don't get paid enough, but they live to shift code, right? The company's running them into the ground, but they still shift code.
Adrian tugged at his rope.
Hey, the canvas is stuck, he announced to the towering general. It must have been caught up when we furled it.
Oh, I'm sure the woodpecker will work, said Moist, plunging on. It might even damage enough towers for long enough. But Gilt will twist his way out of it. Do you understand? He'll shout about sabotage.
So what? Said Madow. We'll have this lot back on the cart in an hour, and no one will know we were ever here.
I'll climb up and free it, shall I? Said undecided Adrian, shaking the canvas.
I said it won't work, said Moist, waving him away. Look, Mr. Owl, this isn't going to be settled by fire. It's going to be settled with words. We'll tell the world what happened to the trunk.
You've been talking to Killer about that, said Alex.
Yes, said Moist.
But you can't prove anything, said Alex. Weird it was all legal.
I doubt it, said Moist. But that doesn't matter. I don't have to prove anything. I said this is about words and how you can twist them and how you can spin them in people's heads so that they think the way you want them to. We'll send a message of our own. And do you know what? The boys in the towers will want to send it. And when people know what it says, they'll want to believe it because they'll want to live in a world where it's true. It's my word against Gilt's, and I'm better at them than he is. I can take him down with a sentence, Mr. Mad, and leave every tower standing, and no one will ever know how it was done. There was a brief exclamation from behind them and the sound of canvas unrolling quite fast.
Trust me, said Moist.
We'll never get another chance like this, said Mad Owl.
Exactly, said Moist.
One man has died for every three towers standing, said Mad Owl. Did you know that?
You know they'll never really die while the trunk is alive, said Moist. It was a wild shot, but it hit something. He sensed it. He rushed on. It lives while the code is shifted, and they live with it, always going home. Will you stop that? You can't stop it. I won't stop it, but I can stop Gilt. Trust me. The canvas hung like a sail, as if someone intended to launch the tower. It was 80 feet high and 30 feet wide, and moved a little in the wind.
Where's Adrian? Said Moist.
They looked at the sail. They rushed to the edge of the tower. They looked down into the darkness.
Adrian, said Mad Owl, uncertainly.
A voice from below said, yeah?
What are you doing?
Just, you know, hanging around. And an owl has just landed on my head.
There was a small tearing noise beside Moist. Sane Alex had cut a hole in the canvas.
Here it comes, he reported.
What? Said Moist.
The message. They're sending from Tower 2. Take